Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon to all of you on this wonderful Wednesday. Indeed, it's the middle of the week, and I am just so grateful that I've reached, I've gotten this far. Indeed, today's topic, before I go into that, I would just like to share that this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website, and you can find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Indeed. Healing comes from within indeed. And it also comes from God. But I'm going to share with you now how you can breathe easy. Five simple ways to detox your home. Probably one, why in the world am I talking about detoxing? Listen, you've always got to detox. But how many of you think that it's only a bodily thing we need to do? Just need to eat right or take certain green juices like a week or, certain foods and thinking that the foods that when we detox need to taste like cardboard. And but that is not the case when you're detoxing. As well as detox, it's not only eliminating toxins from your body. It's also about the toxins in your home. And how many of us have been on a detox, but look at everything that we're putting into our bodies, but don't think about what we have in our homes. The average house contains over 500 chemicals, and the increased knowledge that common household cleaning products are found to have negative effects on our bodies, it's more important than ever to clear our homes of dangerous toxins for the health and safety of our families and definitely ourselves. And if you think that it's only a you thing, you're highly mistaken. Everyone is affected by everything that you use in your home. You spend several hours there a day. I know a lot of people say, well, I'm working all day. Trust me, you come home. And whether you sleep less than 8 hours, you're there. And you're breathing in everything that is in the air in your home. So let's just simply, talk about five simple things that we can do to clear the air in your home and detox everything around you, not just what goes into, what you feed yourself, I should say, but also the air around you. So what we need to do, first thing, is take the time to read and understand labels. We don't have the time, and I say we, meaning us human beings, who are always so busy. We don't have the time to go to the grocery store or supermarket or wherever we shop and turn that product around, read that label. And it's so easy to misinterpret things. There's a large company, a chicken company, and you'll see that soon from me because I feel very passionate about that. That's getting sued by two people in New York City because of the label that they have on their packaging. It's a chicken company that they're doing one thing, and you'll see that from me. But there's a beverage company that's doing one thing that's getting sued by these two people who are claiming them that their label is deceiving. And because it says one thing, it's not all what is cracked up to be in that product. Very little of it, actually 2% or less of what they say it is actually in the product. So we just have to be careful. We need to read labels. And I understand that not everything is on the label. Some things manufacturers are not, they don't have to disclose, which is a sad thing, how the FDA sets some things up and what's legal and what's illegal and what's right and what's wrong to share with the public, the general public, as consumers who purchase all of these products. But you need to read the ingredients and read them, the list on your cleaning products every day. They can be overwhelming, I'm sure, with words that you probably never heard of or can't even pronounce. But by doing a simple Google search, whatever search engine you use, by the way, not necessarily Google, you can familiarize yourself with the names of some dangerous chemicals and how they can potentially harm your body. Another form or method or research that I like to go to inform me of what's in is EWG, Environmental Working Group. You can look that up online and, you know, type in that chemical name that you just can't seem to understand what it means and probably can't even pronounce it, or maybe it has a number after it. And so, like, you know, polysorbate 80 or, you know, some other red number 40. Like, what does that mean? What is that? Look it up, folks. Now we are so adapted to the technology. It's everywhere. It's so easy for us to access it. If you don't even have a cell phone or a smartphone, I should say, or a laptop or a computer at home, you can definitely get yourself to one. You can go to your local library and, you know, use one of the computers there. So it's very easily accessible. Not many of us do that. I'm just saying, if push comes to shove and you have no other alternative, there's always a way to find something out on the World Wide Web. So the internet is a plethora of information, whether good or bad, but we can find it if we seek it out. So take the time to read and understand your labels and use sources to find out what they mean. Second thing we can do, simple and easy thing we can do to detox our home, is don't be misled by green, you know, the word green on the packaging, or the word natural. These are marketing ploys. Many households have begun using green alternatives in their home, believing they are a safer option. But even these can contain harmful ingredients. You're probably saying, like, what? Really? I mean, what does a person have to do in order to get it right? Well, unfortunately, the terms green and natural are often nothing more than marketing terms used by the manufacturers to increase sales and cannot automatically be deemed safe. So you say to yourself, well, how do you know? Once again, turn that label over, turn that product over, read the label. If there's something in there that looks kind of fishy to you, you know, if your gut feeling tells you this doesn't seem right, indeed, it probably isn't. And once again, there's so many ingredients on that label that one, the label is like has more than 20 ingredients, or like two, you can't pronounce them. Or like three, they're very obvious that these ingredients are bad for you, like I just mentioned two before, red number 40 or blue lake, whatever number four I think it is, or yellow this. I mean, there are artificial colors in these products. Fragrance, if you see that, you know, it's not necessarily, it's not natural. You have to see something that says essential oils. That's natural, or, you know, plain or filtered water or something like that. We know what filtered water is. It's filtered water. It should be nothing else but filtered water. But you'll see a lot of things that will kind of raise the red flag. And this is where you have to say to yourself, you know what, green and natural, you're surely not. And just move on, and you will find there are some trusted sources out there. I'm not going to name any right now, but there are some trusted brands. And once again, let your fingers do the typing to the internet and help you look for all natural products without any toxic chemicals in them. Very easy search you can do, and you'll get a list of those products. Here's the third thing you can do. Make your own non-toxic oil. I love the DIYs. DIYs, for me, are just like awesome. Do it yourself, by the way. I do it myself lots of times. That would be DIM, but we're not going there. So I do make my own products, or cleaning products, plain old water, vinegar, and castile soap, and essential oil. That's it. That's all you need to make yourself a household cleaner. Household cleaners are not supposed to have fragrances in them that last forever. That is not what clean smells like. Clean really doesn't smell like anything. You're probably saying, well, yes, it does. It smells like, you know, this fragrance. No, that is not what clean smells like. Because if you go to a public restroom and they have those fresheners in there, and they have them timed to spray every, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and they spray, and you go in there and it smells like, oh, it smells like, you know, lavender or orange, some type of citrus fragrance. Doesn't necessarily mean that that bathroom is clean. It just means that a lot of fragrances in there trying to mask or kill the odors that are lingering, and that need to be cleaned. So clean does not have a smell. And when you use something with vinegar, you're probably saying, whoa, vinegar does have a smell. Yes, indeed it does. But you use it initially, it does, and it goes away. It just goes away. It does go away, and it smells clean after you have cleaned. So, you know, the best way to ensure that there are no dangerous chemicals in your cleaning products is to make them yourself. It's not only safer for your family, but also way cheaper. Have you ever looked at the popular name brand cleaning products in your local grocery store or supermarket? You know, they're like $2 and $3 a bottle, and the bottles are not even that large. But all you need, you know, to make your all-purpose cleaner is, like I said before, and then some people use, another way to use it is water, white vinegar, and baking soda. Not baking powder, baking soda. Baking soda is a wonderful thing to use to clean. If you need an abrasive for your tub, you don't have to worry about those expensive, you know, scouring powders that smell horrible and go into your system as you breathe it in and wreaks all kind of havoc in your body, but make your own. Sprinkle some baking soda in your tub and, you know, maybe a drop or two of essential oil mixed with water, and you're good to go. Scrub away, and there it is, rinse clean. That's it. It's nothing expensive, and we all know if you shop, if you're a shopper out there, you know that baking soda is cheap, okay? And the larger the box, the cheaper it becomes for you. So just remember that. Those scouring powders, the name brand ones, you know which ones I'm talking about, that starts with an A, they can be very expensive, $1 a can or something, or maybe if you get it on sale, 75 cents or $2-$4, if you're, you know, if there's that type of a sale. But, you know, other than that, do it yourself, and you know what's going into your system. It's just the best thing to do. The fourth thing you can do to detox your home, very easy, and I've already mentioned it several times, is to incorporate essential oils. You know, you don't like the smell of vinegar. We understand. Okay, so the smell will leave, you know, not long after it dries, like I said before. But you can add a few drops of your favorite essential oil, like lavender or eucalyptus. You know, just add a little bit to your do-it-yourself cleaning products. And it will work wonders. They're not only antibacterial, by the way, these essential oils, but they'll have your whole house smelling beautiful, too. The odors or, you know, the non-clean areas with fragrance, but they do clean and they are antibacterial. So it's the best of both worlds. And here's the last but certainly not least way that you can detox your home. Keep the air clean. Wow. That's one of the most important things you can do. When you breathe, Your body takes in oxygen and releases carbon dioxide. During photosynthesis, plants absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen. They do the opposite of what us human beings do. So by adding indoor plants around your home, you can increase the oxygen levels and clean the air. Plants that fare well indoors include the spider plant. I have a couple of them in my house. Peace lily, I've got one of those, and the dragon tree. That I don't have. But the plants, again, that are well for indoor air is the spider plant, peace lily, and the dragon tree. You can also keep the air clean by eliminating artificial air fresheners and instead use fresh flowers or bowls of herbs to add a nice fragrance. What I do is if I peel an orange, the orange skin, boy, you know the zest that comes out of the orange? It's like you can see it if you're, you know, cutting your orange in a bright area in your kitchen, let's say, and it's very bright. You can just see as you're cutting it or you're peeling it with a knife that it you can just see the zest springing out of the skin. Well, I love the smell of that, citrus smell. And so I'll just leave my orange peels in my kitchen for a little bit. And, you know, just as I pass by, I can smell the citrusy scent of the orange. And so, or grapefruit, if I peel a grapefruit. But it's just natural. You know, you don't have to worry about the artificial fragrances and the ear fresheners. So think about these things. Consider these five things to detox your home. Not just when I'm talking about detoxing, do you only think about what you put into your mouth that eventually goes into your bloodstream, but what you are breathing in and what you put in your home is very important as well. So here is a simple recipe for you. You ready? Do-it-yourself toxin-free floor cleaner. And I credit this to Food Matters. Love them, love them, love them. Give a lot of wonderful information as far as detoxing and all-natural recipes are concerned. So a do-it-yourself toxin-free floor cleaner recipe. Here's what you need. You need a half cup of white vinegar, 1.5 cups of water, 10 drops of lemon oil, 10 drops of lavender oil, and 4 drops of Melaleuca oil. Now what you do is you put in a glass spray bottle all of these ingredients. You shake it up a little bit, and you spray it onto floors and the mop. Alternatively, double or triple the recipe amount, depending on the area you need to mop, and place in a bucket and mop the floor. So, boy, when lavender and Melaleuca and lemon come together, wow, what an awesome aroma, what an awesome scent that you can have. And it just spreads throughout your home, and it smells wonderful. And you know that you're breathing in the good stuff, not artificial fragrances. Do not use them, by the way, on polished timber floors, wooden floors, as the essential oils and vinegar can dull the shine. Strip the varnish, omit essential oils and vinegar, and use the following instead if you want to use it on those type of floors. 2 cups of water and 2 cups of liquid Castile. Now, this is what I use for my cleaner. If I'm cleaning anything, my windows, my mirrors, you know, anything like that, I'll put the Castile soap in my cleaning solution, like I had mentioned to you before. So my household cleaner, and by the way, the recipe I gave you was for a floor cleaner, but my household cleaner is the same white vinegar, water, essential oil, and Castile liquid. So use that for your household cleaner, and, you know, you mix that up, of course, and spray bottle, you can use that to clean any surface, countertops, anything like that. So I hope this has helped you. I hope that you understand that not just detoxing your body physically is important, but what you put in your home and what you believe in as well is very, very important. So here is today's daily Wednesday's word, because I'd like to share with you so very important, the Word. And it comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Truth and fiction. Truth and fiction. Make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. That's Psalms 145, verse 12. Some years ago, I heard about a clergyman who had a friend who was an actor. The actor was drawing large crowds of people, and the clergyman was preaching to a few in the church. He said to his actor friend, "Why is it that you draw great crowds and I have no audience at all? Your words are sheer fiction, and mine are unchangeable truth." The actor's reply was quite simple. "I present my fiction as though it were truth. You present your truth as though it were fiction." I fear that so often we Christians give the idea that the truth is fiction by the way we live and by the lack of dedication to the teachings of our Lord. And that's Wednesday's word. Wow, powerful words from the Reverend Billy Graham. Love him ever so dearly. So on that note, I just love to say to you, God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. It is the last Wednesday in the month of July. Wow. And so moving on to next month, the month of August, wonderful month for me. Be celebrating an anniversary and some birthdays in my family, and maybe take a trip here or there. So you will be getting the abridged versions of my shows in the month of August. That's how it is every year. And so it's summertime, spend more time with the family and do some outings is what I'd like to do. So God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope you have a detox-free life. And indeed, go to pureandholyliving.com for more information like this that I share with you. And also, my blog is on there as well. New website, looking to add more things, but definitely can go there and get tons of information right now. That's pureandholy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, living.com, pureandholyliving.com. Love you all. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. God bless you all on that note. Bye-bye.